Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we have the D3 standout from Mount Union. He was the Offensive Player of the Year in the Northern Region, a running machine, if you will, team captain as well. Just an all-around good guy, if you ask most of the people around that organization, or I should say around that school. But with that said, we have B.J. Mitchell, the standout. B.J., we appreciate you kind enough, you know, to join us today. Can you believe you're wrapping up at things at Mount Union, and now you're focusing solely on getting yourself into the National Football League? B.J.? I see him in queue. BJ, can you hear us? I think for some reason we don't have him in. Now we'll try to get him back on. Man, I was excited to talk with BJ too, because this kid is potent. I mean, he just kind of put the ball in his hands. It just kind of produces points. Let's try to get him back on real quick here. BJ, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can
BJ,
hear you.
BJ, what's up, my man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have any signal where I was. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, my man. I appreciate you stopping by. So I think you heard me talking. We appreciate you coming on, man. Can you believe your time at Mount Union's kind of come and gone, and you played your final year there, and now you're off to the NFL, or at least you're going to chase this dream?
Yeah, man. I can't believe it. It's been a quick 4 years, but it's been fun.
For you, I mean, when you arrive there, and obviously the success of Mount Union is barely second to none. I mean, what you guys have been able to do, you know, over the last few decades is just, you know, simply, you know, uncomparable to most other programs. But, I mean, when you arrive there, I mean, what are your personal expectations? I mean, besides just the team-oriented stuff, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, did you think when you were walking out your senior year that you'd be the D3 Northern Region Offensive Player of the Year?
No, I can't say I called that, but I did have the goal of coming in and competing early. I heard a lot of things about Mount Union, and I heard about the tradition and how hard it is to even get on the field here. And so that was my first goal, was to actually get on the field when I got here. Things just kind of took off from there as a freshman, but I did see all of this happening.
And I'm curious now, did you have close to 1,000 yards almost every single year? I think, what, three
yeah,
out of 4 years you went over, right?
Yeah, 3 out of 4 years. My junior year, I didn't go. Suffered
a
injury.
Was that a personal goal to kind of hit?
It wasn't really frustrating. It was kind of something that made me a lot more hungry when I regained my health going into my senior year. So it was just something to think about all of the offseason leading up into this year.
Nice. And I got to ask, just because, I mean, you are such a potent playmaker when the ball is in your hand. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, if B.J. Mitchell had the ball in his hands, were you scoring 6 points, you know, basically, you know, end around left, end around right, up the middle, you were just gone for six?
Oh, yeah. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, those were the days. I was able to do a lot more damage than I am now when I was in Little League.
I'm curious at that point, and obviously I would assume even at that young age you kind of stood out among the other kids. Did parents ever want to check out the birth certificate, thinking, hey, there's no way this kid's of age, he has to be older?
No, I doubt that, because I was always the smallest person on the field too, so I don't think they thought that.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Bradley Mitchell, the Mount Union standout. He's kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks most any of this show, you'd like to listen to it again or download it, you know you can check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be having his bio page at collegetopro.com. It'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. We've had Jasper Collins on. We've had Cecil Shorts on. We've had you on. I think we had a receiver last year out of the school. So we always have some Mount Union guys. You're our first Mount Union guy of 2016 going into 2017. But, you know, what do you bring to the table? I mean, if, you know, if you're obviously a little bit undersized, but I mean, looking at this next, you know, progression in your career, I mean, what the scouts need to know about you? I mean, what are the home run qualities that you bring to the table where they should take an interest in you?
I think with me being smaller in size, I think I'm good at hiding behind my lineman and reading blocks well, and I'm shifting between the tackles, I think, and I'm also a great pass catcher out of the backfield. I can do returning if needed. Just things like that, you know, for what the satellite back kind of position demands in the NFL.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I can see the league kind of shifting towards, you know, needing a third down type of back, and I think I can deliver those type of things.
Nice. And for you, have you had any interaction? I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes it's don't. So if you don't take it as a strange thing, because there's lots of guys that come on the show just haven't, you know. But have you had any interactions with scouts, or have you heard any kind of, you know, feedback from your coaches or anything on, you know, scouts maybe popping in and maybe addressing that they took notice of you?
Yeah, we've had scouts come to practices and some games. Some came for me. Some came for another player on our team. We got a receiver on our team, Jordan Hargrove, who's been checking some scouts too. But I've talked to some, and I recently just got into an all-star game down in Texas, the collegiate Gridiron Showcase down in Dallas. So I've talked to a few scouts.
Definitely. Then the Gridiron Showcase is a fabulous opportunity. I don't know if you realize how important that is, but being invited to one of the games, I mean, it gives you, you know, a week long of, week of just kind of showcasing yourself personally and, you know, professionally when you get on the practice field. And let me give you some advice. You're going to be down there. You're going to be in the hotel. There's going to be a litany of scouts roaming around. And as ironic as it sounds, these guys have to hunt you down. Because you guys get back to practice, you're tired, you want to go up to your room and relax. Don't do it. It's going to be a hard, long week, but make sure you're down there walking up to every scout you see saying, hey, I'm Brad, I'm B.J. Mitchell, hey, I play for Mount Union, you know, and so-and-so, and let them get to know you because it goes a long way. Plus, like I said, they'll be just pleasantly surprised that you're going out of your way to meet them. And a lot of people out there listening, when I bring that up, they kind of find it shocking, but it is the truth. I've seen it, I've done it, I've witnessed it, and it is. It's one of those crazy things. Do you get comparisons, or is there anyone that you kind of pattern yourself after that's at that next level?
I would like to say if I was to compare myself to someone who's playing now, I would say maybe like a Deion Lewis from the New England Patriots, Deion Lewis or Darren Sproles, those type of players. Really, really much so Deion Lewis, though. Just the way he runs in between the tackles, like he's able to run in between the tackles. He's also able to catch out of the backfield. I think that's part of the game that I think that we share, me personally.
Definitely. And, yeah. And when you kind of look at those, you know, at least how you pattern yourself after, is there a place for you at wide receiver at the next level? Or you think solely you're kind of focused on – and I know if they wanted you to be a long snapper, you'd long snap the football.
Yeah,
in terms of your versatility, would you feel comfortable if they put you in a slot or a receiver role?
Definitely. I mean, like you said, I'm willing to play anything. If I have to run down there on kickoff, I'm more than up for the challenge. But as far as playing slot receiver, I feel like I can definitely play some receiver if need be.
Excellent stuff. Once again, one of the most productive young men on the D3 level. He is none other than B.J. Mitchell, Mount Union standout. He recorded over 1,600 yards rushing in 3 of the 4 years. He went over a grand. He was also the North Region Offensive Player of the Year and just brings a bounty of talent to that backfield position. A little bit undersized, but that does not mean much. And he kind of touched base it on earlier, that satellite position of running back, that third down guy that you can kind of count on, that's becoming an in vogue thing compared to years past when it was kind of just a big back lead back in the days of Eddie George and likes as such. But again, a young man, very potent. I see, you know, I think mechanical engineer. Did you already get your degree? If you have, congratulations. If not, how much time have you got? And the third question of that, how do you kind of plan on attacking the next few months where you're in tip-top shape?
Yeah, I started off with mechanical engineering and ended up taking interest into exercise science. So I've been taking classes on that, and I should be graduating this upcoming May. So I do have to go back to school, and I'm going to get my degree this upcoming semester. And just as far as training, I have a trainer here. While I'm at home over break in Detroit, I'm working with a trainer. And so once I get back to school, I think we'll be contacting each other via Skype or FaceTime just to keep up with things that I should be doing. He'll be sending me my workouts while I'm up at school. So I'm definitely going to still be working out, getting ready for pro days and the regional combine coming up. So that's how I'm going to be staying in shape for that.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, being such an offensive weapon, I mean, what's the one play that you kind of recall that's your favorite? I mean, if you're kind of going through the B.J. Mitchell personal highlight list, I mean, kind of give us your top three plays that, and maybe why that they're so special to you personally.
I'm going to say I had a play, I believe it's the first play of my highlight tape this year. I had a play against a school called Marietta, and it was just a handoff, but it started off in between the tackles. And I ended up bouncing it outside, and I think it was like a 50 or 60 yard touchdown. But it just showed how my ability to get out of a crowd. I also had another run against Ohio Northern. It was only like an 8 yard gain, but it's something about those type of runs where it was a run where it was really nowhere to go almost. But it was kind of like I made like two distinctive cuts and kind of got upfield. And it just showed, I think that showed my ability to get north and south, and just being able to hide in between tackles. And for third play, not sure. For third play, I'm doing some digging here. I'll probably just say honestly, probably just Stagwell. We won the championship my junior year. Ty, we haven't had to leave all game. And the game was tied at 21-21, and I was coming back from an ankle injury that I was battling from earlier in the season, and it was still kind of bothering me. But I was thrown in the game during the second half, and I was able to take the lead with a touchdown, help my team gain the lead. And that just meant something to me because I was playing through some pain in the biggest game of my life, and helped get my team the lead. It was just an emotional experience. So I think those are my three favorite plays in my career.
Excellent stuff. You know what I loved about that, BJ, is you kind of gave us a wide variety. You kind of showed us just the big playability where you're just blowing this thing 50 yards plus. Talked about the ability just to make something special in it, an 8 yard gain, and talked about the durability of toughness of just kind of battling through it and kind of putting the team on your back a little bit. And if scouts are listening, scouts do listen. They're going to love kind of hearing that variety of things. I'm glad you kind of gave us something. You know, just like, yeah, pop one off for 80, pop this one off for 60, pop that one off for 50. Very, very great answer to that, man. Before we let you go, I can't believe we're almost out of time, but we always like to throw a couple off the wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right, now we're talking female celebrities, BJ. If you could take any female celebrity on the planet out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to be joining you for dinner?
I'm going to have to say Beyonce.
I tell you what's funny is it's just I could tell right now because we've been doing the show a long time, and it sometimes somebody gets a little bit it's going to be just a Beyonce Rihanna year. We had a couple of shows earlier. We had a Rihanna, then we just had a Beyonce. We have you saying Beyonce, and like I said, I could just see it's going to be one of those Beyonce Rihanna showdowns once again. Yeah, but two beautiful and talented ladies, and like I said, well deserved when you guys kind of respond with their names. The next question for you, and sometimes locker rooms have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. We're talking nicknames. Those Purple Raider, who had the most off-the-wall nickname? How'd they get it?
Off-the-wall? I can't say offhand off-the-wall because there's so many to choose from. But I think my favorite nickname on the team is Snacks. We got a guy on the team named Elijah Berry. We call him Snacks. I'm sure you could probably guess a lot, but it's actually the story behind that. I don't know if you want to hear it or not, but we call him Snacks.
Excellent. So I like Snacks. And then the final question, we're working exclusively with Illustrative Creations and Eric Dorsey. He's a cleat painting master, if you will. If you could have any of your cleats painted,
what would you have painted on your cleats?
Oh, that's a good question. I would probably have my favorite childhood cartoon growing up. I would probably have Sonic the Hedgehog painted on my cleats.
I like that one. That's a nice one, man. I like the originality on that one. You know, it's kind of like the nickname question. You know what I mean? Do you always love hearing a good nickname? And we've been asking these questions, and sometimes you get the sentimental stuff. But you know, but when you hear something different, it's like, ooh, I like that. It's just kind of something flashy, and I can see the colors being real potent on that, man. Well, BJ, man, fantastic career. I'm sure I'm going to see you at Pro Days and things of that nature. Great luck to you when you travel south down to the Gridiron Showcase. Those guys will treat you well. It's a great opportunity, and remember, make sure you connect with those scouts. But with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and like I said, let it out, my man. You're almost there.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, BJ Mitchell, the standout Mount Union running back, North Player of the Year. Like I said, this kid is just potent. And like I said, brings a lot to the table. And that Mount Union program, again, second to none. And this kid has just been getting after it since he arrived there. I mean, like I said, just instant productive right out of the gate. And he touched on a lot of things. And I really, really love, if you go back to that interview, you talk about those three plays, for him to kind of just showcase all the levels of what he's able to do. And I really think that speaks volumes to his versatility as a running back. It's just not a one-trick pony. He can do a lot of positive things with the football on in his hands. I'm your show host, Bull Marchand, and a fantastic, productive guest today, BJ Mitchell, and he'll be again making his way down to the Gridiron Showcase. Great opportunity for any collegiate prospect.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.